Adam Gotsis is on the line right now with members of the Denver media. Let's listen in.
First of all, congratulations. Can you describe the process this has been for you and the excitement of joining, you know, the defending Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an unreal process, you know, the whole time. I mean, from the moment I got to college to, you know, right this moment, I think it's just been a crazy process. But, you know, I'm glad to be a Bronco, and, you know, I think a lot of hard work's paying off, and, you know, it's just the beginning of a new chapter, and, you know, I can't wait to get up there and get into the you know, the team and the culture there and just become part of the team. So, you know, it's exciting stuff happening for me.
Adam, I see you played Australian rules football. What's your comfort level with NFL football at this point, and what's the difference between the two?
You know, I think I'm very comfortable. I think, you know, I was playing at a very high level, you know, before I got injured, and, you know, I think my film shows it a lot that the game was slowing down for me. You know, I was seeing things before it was happening. I think that's when you know you're ready for that next level, when you're already seeing the play before it happens and, you know, you can have an effect on it that way. You know, I think that was the difference between the college level and the next level, is just like the mental side of the game, the recognition, you know, how fast you can process the information and then react to it physically out there on the field. So I think that's where I was, and, you know, I'm ready for that next level and that next challenge. I think I'm perfect for it right now. So,
Adam, what's your recovery schedule from your knee injury?
Yeah, so I'm about 6 months at the moment. You know, I'm full lifting and, you know, doing running, a lot of agility ladders and things like that. Basically just get my knee back strong, you know, a lot of strength training on it. So, you know, at the moment it's still week by week. You know, I don't have an exact set deadline of when you're coming back. You know, it's still so early in the process. But, you know, for me, I want to be back August, September, ready to go, you know, 100% full go. But, you know, once I get up to Denver and the team doctors can you know, check out my knee and do all that, then we can go from there. So at the moment, I'm just completely thrilled to be a Denver Bronco, and, you know, I can't wait to get up there.
Adam, how does it feel to be a part of what many call the best defense the NFL has seen?
Yes, sir. You know, that's one thing. You know, I pride myself on playing defense, and, you know, to become part of the best defense in, you know, the last 30 years or so, you know, it's an awesome, you know, feeling. And, you know, coming up there and you're going to be part of an organization that's with, you know, true professionals and guys that, you know, leave it all out there. And, you know, I watch the Super Bowl and I watch the way they play with pride and passion, and, you know, they play for each other. And I think that's the most important thing. At the end of the day, they won that Super Bowl as a unit. You know, the whole defense as a unit won that Super Bowl right there. And, you know, it's just awesome to be part of that.
Yeah. Adam, can you just quickly tell us how you got from Australia over here, how old you were and what the key was there?
Yes, sir. So I was 19 when I first came over as a freshman. But when I first decided to try and come to college, I was 17. And basically one of my coaches back home had a relationship with Coach Johnson, who's my head coach here at Georgia Tech. And he basically was looking for a kicker in Australia. And, you know, my coach back home was like, well, I got this pretty big Australian kid that can run well and, you know, is pretty athletic for being about 6'5", 300 pounds at the time. And, yeah, next thing, Coach Johnson just asked for some film of me to show my athleticism and invited me over for a recruiting trip and, yeah, just offered me a spot. So I think they kind of recruited me as an athlete for O-line, D-line, but they ended up putting me on the defensive line because they didn't have too much depth there and they knew that I'd played that a little back home. So, you know, it just all worked out for me and, you know, I worked hard and it's just awesome just to see it paying off and just ready for this next part.
Adam, when you first started playing American football, did you have any dreams of possibly being a second-round pick in the NFL draft?
Not when I first started. when I first started, I was just out there having fun, you know, just loving the game and, you know, playing with my friends. I think, you know, that was just the awesome part. You know, the league that I played in, you'd go down there and you'd pay $300 and get a set of and some insurance and practice once a week and played once a week. And it was just guys that loved the game and just wanted to be out there having fun, having a run around. That's what it was. You know, there wasn't 5,000 people in the stands or anything. There was 30 people surrounded by a roped off field. And, you know, it was just guys out there just loving the game. And it made me fall in love with the game. And just one thing led to another. The more I was out there, the more I loved it. And, you know, now I get a chance to play at the highest level on the best team in the country, so in the world, I should say. So it's just awesome.